Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And yes, it is the greatest nation on God's green earth. But that hasn't prevented patriotism from becoming a dirty word in many circles. There is now an effort, and it was featured in a long excerpt in the Wall Street Journal, and has been mentioned in commentaries by David Brooks, Gabe Schoenfeld, and many others. A brand new book that is making waves. It is called Reclaiming Patriotism in an Age of Extremes. And having read just excerpts of the book, it seems to me profoundly important, and it's a great honor to welcome to the show Stephen B. Smith, who is a professor of political science and a professor of philosophy at Yale University, the author of numerous books, most recently Modernity and Its Discontents, the new book, which is posted at our website at michaelmedved.com, Reclaiming Patriotism in an Age of Extremes. At the very outset, Professor Smith, when you say reclaiming patriotism, from whom do we need to reclaim patriotism?
Thank you, Michael. It's a pleasure to be on your show, and thank you very much for inviting me. And let me take up that question. Great question. Who do we have to reclaim patriotism from? The book addresses itself against two what I think of as misunderstandings of patriotism. One comes from the left that is in the whole rejects patriotism. They reject patriotism because they regard it, the left regards it as apologetic of racism, that it somehow justifies injustice of various kinds, and that it is totally it's incapable of self-criticism. The right, on the other hand, endorses patriotism, but I think often for the wrong reasons. Their view of patriotism is that the world that they inhabit is one of friends and enemies. It's us against them. It becomes a kind of ideology of anger and resentment that's aimed at distinguishing others and enemies of the people. And those are the two twin dispositions that I think a reclaiming of patriotism needs to address itself against.
And part of what your book emphasizes, the book again is called Reclaiming Patriotism in an Age of Extremes. Part of what your book emphasizes is that for Americans from the very beginning, from even before America had established its independence, there was a sense that patriotism for us was different. How?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Much of the book focuses on what is unique to American patriotism. And what I think of is makes it different are these ideas. America is, in the first instance, we have always been what is sometimes called a creedal people. That is to say, there is a broad, not officially canonized, but a broad understanding of something called an American creed, focused, you know, based in our founding documents and focused on ideas like freedom, equality, limited government, the separation of powers, pluralism, and so on. These are basic creedal beliefs that form the core of American patriotism. And yet at the same time, our view of patriotism is one that is associated with, it's not just about concepts and doctrines, it's about feelings, it's about a sense of loyalty, a sense of pride and loyalty in the country in which we live and for the benefits that it has conferred on us. But pride and loyalty can also be combined and is in fact necessarily combined with ideas of shame at injustices and the like. So American patriotism has both a creedal element based on our founding principles and beliefs, but it's also deeply rooted in our moral habits, our sentiments, our common practices that, again, focus on these themes of pride and loyalty and gratitude.
Well, one of the points you make that I think will resonate with many, many people who take a look at reclaiming patriotism in an age of extremes, the new book by Professor Stephen Smith, one of the points that you make is that America, unlike other nations, is not based on blood and soil. It didn't happen as an accident. It was product of a series of ideas. And part of our traditional patriotism, isn't it, has been that those ideas that we embrace don't give us special power or privileges compared to the rest of the world. It gives us special responsibilities to the rest of the world. Do you think Americans can still embrace that idea?
That's absolutely right, and I very much hope we can. Unlike European countries, where patriotism or nationalism, I think they are different, but in Europe they are often combined, is rooted in notions of blood, land, soil. Unlike the claims, our country is not based on divine promises of the kind that the State of Israel has as its foundation. Ours has been based on beliefs and principles from the beginning, and that's in a way appropriate to a land of immigrants. We don't share much else, but we do share certain common beliefs, and we have to have those beliefs to maintain any sense of what we are as a people and a nation. And it is this aspect that gives American patriotism what I think of as a uniquely aspirational quality, that it is not just rest content with who we are, what we have been, with our traditions and our past, but that we always we have an aspirational quality. The great political scientist named Samuel Huntington wrote about this when he talked about America as being, he used that term, creedal nation, but we are a people that are also given to what he called periodic bouts of creedal passion, when our sense of what we are does not fully fit with what we think we ought to be, and this kind of bubbles over into moments of discontent and passionate conflict and so on that has been so much a part of our history.
And very quickly, because we are almost out of time, on January 6th, one of the things about the film of the riots on the Capitol building, at one point somebody shouted out, "Patriots to the front." I take it you don't think the people who ransacked the Capitol building were genuinely patriots. If not, why not?
You know, it was such a painful thing for me to hear. It was such a grotesque misuse of patriotism. I don't deny their genuine passion and their belief that they are acting on patriotic motives. But patriotism is something that has to, one of the things I've learned about in the book is that patriotism is something that has to be taught. And it has to be taught through an appreciation of our founding texts, our documents, our history. It's not just, it can't just be this kind of angry resentment and hatred that I think fueled the mob on the 6th. And it was a very, very painful moment. And it's in many ways, although the book was finished long after the 6th of January, it is to this sentiment, this angry sentiment, that the book is in many ways addressed.
The book, Reclaiming Patriotism in an Age of Extremes. Congratulations on it, Professor Stephen Smith of Yale. You can read about the book at michaelmedved.com. When we come back, new directives from the Centers for Disease Control about what you can do safely in a pandemic. I first became aware of Josh Tolley as a very well-known commentator and writer who talked all about how to apply timeless values to the job of investing in business. And now he has an opportunity you need to know about.
Michael, first let me say it is a pleasure to be involved with your show and earn your endorsement. But you're right. People are worried. Politics, societal decay, market volatility, even how to transfer wealth to that next generation. Shift Capital can protect up to 25% of a family or business's wealth, offering tax-free, yes, really, tax-free compounding, no market tie-ins, 5 to 6% compounding dividend return, protected from creditors and with a 140-year track record. Before you invest, protect the money first. ShiftCapital.com, shyft-capital.com, or 1-800-289-7061.
Or you can find out further information at michaelmedved.com. Big questions. Are religion and science constantly, inevitably at war? Can science provide evidence for God? New York Times bestselling author Stephen Meyer, he's a philosopher of science. He has written The Return of the God Hypothesis, three scientific discoveries that revealed the mind behind the universe. There's a special offer for MedVed listeners. Free excerpt from the book, free digital booklet on intelligent design, a discount on Dr. Meyer's online course, and invitation to an exclusive online meeting with Dr. Stephen Meyer. And amazingly, this new book, The Return of the God Hypothesis, has just been endorsed by a Nobel Prize winner in physics, Dr. Brian Josephson, and many other prominent scientists. You can read about it, find out all about it, when you go to discovery.org/MedVed for a special offer you don't want to miss. discovery.org/MedVed.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
On the Michael Medved show, one of the federal agencies, and yes, it's a federal agency, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, has issued new guidelines about how to deal with the COVID-19 pandemic. and how to finally roll it away and to put it into the history books where it belongs. And given some of the encouragement today, the Dow Jones averages up more than 300 points, now approaching 32,000. Things getting better. There is also this to add to some of the relief that many Americans are beginning to feel. This would be clip 10A, Jeremy.
CDC recommends that fully vaccinated people can visit with other fully vaccinated people in small gatherings indoors without wearing masks or physical distancing. Remember, here we are talking about private settings where everyone is vaccinated. So what does this mean? If you and a friend or you and a family member are both vaccinated, you can have dinner together, wearing masks, without distancing. You can visit your grandparents if you have been vaccinated and they have been too.
Okay, but it goes further than that. And this is the director, the new director of the CDC, Rochelle Walensky. She announces that not everybody necessarily has to be vaccinated. Listen to clip 10B.
Now I want to talk to you about another more complicated scenario. It involves vaccinated people visiting with unvaccinated people. When fully vaccinated people visit with unvaccinated people, we have to consider the underlying risks of the unvaccinated people and any unvaccinated members of their household. We take this approach because all of our guidance is rooted in making sure we are keeping people safe. So CDC recommends that fully vaccinated people can visit with unvaccinated people from one other household indoors without wearing masks or physical distancing, as long as the unvaccinated people and any unvaccinated members of their household are not at high risk for severe COVID-19 disease.
Okay, this explains why, with all of this care and trying to be as responsible as I know how, that, for instance, yesterday afternoon, we visited with our son and daughter-in-law, Danny and Rochelle, and they're three very young children. They're all, I mean, everybody there is below 30, and not in a high-risk situation, thank goodness. And when we talk about the recovery process that we are going through right now, part of it involves, I think, a more accurate view of the fact that it's all going to come down to us. The government can't deliver absolutely everything. And the idea that we're spending $1.9 trillion, I believe the latest is the House is supposed to vote on the new Senate bill on Tuesday night. But that new Senate bill does not, repeat, does not include that $15 increase in the minimum wage, partially because the Senate parliamentarian said that, well, when they have a filibuster rule, and now with Joe Manchin of West Virginia saying he might vote to get rid of the filibuster or to modify it in some way. Actually, it's Kyrsten Sinema, the senator from Arizona, who is holding the line on this. And this goes to how very important every Senate election is, especially with some of the Senate elections coming up. There was bad news today for Republicans because Roy Blunt in Missouri became the fifth Republican incumbent senator, along with people like Rob Portman of Ohio, to be announcing that he won't run for re-election in 2022, leaving a seat open that the Democrats will spend a tremendous amount of money to gain. This is Jen Psaki, clip 12, the White House press secretary this morning, recognizing that that increase to a $15 minimum wage is not in the bill because it doesn't fit with reconciliation. She had this to say about how they eventually are going to get to that. This is clip 12.
How can you possibly get to $15, get to $15 when you have Joe Manchin saying what he's saying and Republicans drawing a pretty hard line?
Well, first I would say Senator Manchin and Senator Sanders and a range of Democrats in between just voted to support a $1.9 trillion package that is the most progressive piece of legislation in history. So I would say we feel pretty good about that and the fact that that package was not broken up. It still contained the key components that the president advocated for, $1,400 checks, assistance to schools. And yes, there were some changes on the margins, but it is the core of what he had originally proposed.
The most progressive piece of legislation in American history? Now, of course, she uses the term progressive to imply that it's a good thing. But the idea that this basically does make a difference in the tax system, increasing the child tax allowance, but none of it is permanent. And the idea that this is all dependent on one Senate vote, that's extraordinary. And by the way, keeping the filibuster, which is a very important point, because one of the questions that people ask here is when you talk about the founding of America and what the founders had in mind, they clearly had in mind a very different role for the Senate and for the House. And I'm sure you've heard this, but it's something that every American should take to heart. The House, where people are elected to two-year terms only, is supposed to be close to the people. And that means it will be more voluble. It will be more ready to give in to public passions. The Senate is meant to be a harder body to get through. That's why people are given six-year terms, a more deliberative body. And that idea of a greater number, a supermajority being required for important legislation in the Senate, has been part of the Senate tradition and deserves to be preserved. I'll tell you something else that deserves to be preserved is freedom of thought on college campuses. An exciting new organization to guarantee that. Two leading academics join us.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is highlighting the coronavirus vaccination program. Biden taking a trip to a D.C. Veterans Medical Center that is conducting vaccinations.
We have to focus more on getting to the neighborhoods that are at-risk neighborhoods.
Roughly 2.2 million Americans are getting coronavirus vaccinations each day. The CDC says fully vaccinated individuals have a little more leeway with health guidelines, once they're fully vaccinated.
CDC recommends that fully vaccinated people can visit with other fully vaccinated people in small gatherings indoors without wearing masks or physical distancing.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio thinks Governor Andrew Cuomo can no longer be effective in his post after more women have accused him of inappropriate behavior. This is USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Medved Show. Very, very thrilled to welcome to our show Professor Wilfred Riley, who's been on many times before. He's an associate professor of political science at Kentucky State University and a prolific author of wonderful and essential books, including Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About, Hate Crime Hoax, and the $50 Million Question. And Wilfred is also one of the people behind a new organization. The organization is called FAIR, the Foundation Against Intolerance and Racism. Professor Riley, I think people have an instinctive knowledge of why it's necessary to have a foundation against intolerance and racism. But in an era when there's so many people on the left in particular, but also on the right and the center, who denounce intolerance and racism, why is this new organization so essential?
Yeah, that's a great question. What we wanted to do at FAIR is have sort of a North Star or a wheelhouse for people that are exposing and confronting some of the extreme trends in society. And, I mean, obviously, racism itself, what's traditionally been thought of as racism, perhaps in the past concentrated on the political right, is something we all oppose and fight against, and FAIR does that. But we've also, in recent years, seen the rise of this extreme biased philosophy that's sometimes a bit dismissively called wokeness or social justice in a lot of major American institutions. I mean, obviously, colleges and universities, which are my own background field, but business, government, media, people are very prominently at sort of the New York Times bestseller list level saying abject nonsense. All disparities between people indicate discrimination. Baseline neutral systems like the math, SAT, are set up to oppress black people or women or immigrants or whatever the case might be. And a lot of this is being taught now to increasingly young kids. So we wanted one organization, nonpartisan, that people could really turn to respond not only to racism type A, but also to racism type B, if you will.
Well, and again, some of the names on the board of advisors are some of the most outstanding people in America, like Ian Hersey Ali, Steven Pinker, Megyn Kelly is on the list, Andrew Sullivan. People to come together, and it seems to me, and tell me if I'm wrong, that one of the things that you're emphasizing at FAIR, and people can read about it at our website at michaelmedved.com, the Foundation Against Intolerance and Racism, one of the things you're trying to assert is to reassert Dr. King's principle that you do not want to judge people by the color of their skin, either for special contempt and persecution or for special privilege and advantage.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. I mean, so first of all, I think you're right about our board. Kind of the joke within the organization is that it sounds like the Justice League. I mean, I think Glenn Lowry, John McWhorter, Thomas Chatterton Williams. I mean, a pretty heavy hitter list of American intellectuals and public figures there. And it's not too often you see Mr. Sullivan and Mrs. Kelly working together on a project. So I think this basic idea of being against both racism and against extreme leftism that borders on communism, that's something that unifies 85-90% of Americans, where up until this point there hasn't been one central organization focused on responding to these problems. And yeah, I think we'll do a pretty good job of that. I mean, when you say the opposition here is to any program that demonizes people, that's absolutely accurate. I mean, we would obviously object to anything like a school curriculum teaching that black Americans or Latino immigrants or something like that were in any way inferior. But we would also object to a curriculum teaching very young children that all whites were agents of racism or that whites were genetically predisposed to prejudice or something like that. So you are returning to that great principle of MLK, one of the greatest Americans we've produced, which is that you should judge people as individuals. You should set up neutral systems. You should crush racism where it attempts to pop up again. And you should move on with life.
So I take it you wouldn't be a big supporter of the Cartoon Network's drive to urge people to see color. They have a whole public service ad that they're running on the Cartoon Network for kids saying that, no, we don't want to be colorblind. We want you to see color and how different black people are from white people. That that wouldn't be a goal of FAIR.
No, that would not be a goal of FAIR. And I will say, as a political scientist, I mean, we've looked over and over the past 20 or 30 years at countries, the former Yugoslavia, the former Soviet Union, where they've learned to see color all too brightly and well, and where those great states collapsed into smaller, quarreling nations. I mean, the idea that within a powerful, diverse, world-leading country, you should focus on the religious or the racial divides between people, that is almost an insane idea. So obviously, people are different. We all see color in that sense. And when you hear something in the social sciences, a black name is 8% less likely to get a callback, organizations like ours want to respond to that. You could perhaps blank out names on resumes or something like this. But that's very different from teaching people to see each other at every minute as members of competitive enemy groups that can never truly get along. And it's really unfortunate that in this day and age, 60 years, you know, after the great doctor lived and fell, a quarter of marriages are interracial, that we're getting back to sort of this old silly vice of tribalism, and it needs to be opposed now as it always has needed opposition.
What about pushback on FAIR so far? I mean, obviously, some of your propositions go very much against critical race theory, against woke culture, cancel culture. Has anybody denounced you yet? I'm sure they will.
Well, first of all, I think it's funny and unfortunate that we're returning to a politics of denouncing people publicly in these internet forums. So we've gotten some criticism. I mean, most of it's been well-intentioned. I had a back-and-forth sort of bit of banter with the sociologist Rod Graham about this. But the thing that strikes me about FAIR is that most of the goals we're pursuing are so profoundly neutral and nonpartisan that it's deeply odd to me they've drawn the opposition that they have. So as I've mentioned, FAIR, for example, would probably support a curriculum that, or support some sort of law or amendment that forbade the teaching within a curriculum of the idea that any one race is inferior. So I don't think that the opposition to that today would come primarily from the white hard right. It might very well come from CRT advocates saying something like, well, we must understand the role of white children or white female tears in genocidal oppression. And I don't think that there is genocidal oppression going on in the USA in 2021, where the vice president's an accomplished African-American woman. And so we're prepared to take on those who say that there is an attempt to shout down voices on the basis of that. We face some opposition, yet no denouncements.
And in terms of the issues that lie ahead, does FAIR have a position on reparations?
I think that we'd have to talk about that in-house. I don't know if we're going to issue a statement on something that's not necessarily focused on our primary issues of the day, opposing prejudice on all sides and so on. I will say personally, not representing FAIR, there are a large number of issues with reparations. Who gets? I'm half Caucasian and Native. Do I? What about the millions of successful black immigrants in the country? Who gives? Is there a cutout or an exception for the descendants of Union soldiers? And then I guess who's next? I don't see why Native American Indians, or for that matter Caucasian Irishmen, wouldn't have a nearly similar claim. So any real reparations bill would need to work through that to be logically and morally just. And a final sentence there, you can't have both. You can't have reparations and then ongoing affirmative action for the next 50 years or anything like that.
Well, all I can say, Professor Riley, is keep at it. And I wish you and your colleagues at FAIR, the Foundation Against Intolerance and Racism, profound success, because boy, do we need it. We will be right back with Cancel Culture at Work Against a Skunk on the Michael Medved Show. Relief Factor is natural. It uses natural anti-inflammatory ingredients to reduce your level of pain, discomfort, stiffness. It really does work. And a 3-week quick start is amazing. It is a great buy. It's $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. You take 3 little packets a day, and you can feel the difference. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for Relief Factor. Did Charles Darwin's work impact society for better or worse? Go to discovery.org/medved and get the free digital book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. Learn how Darwin actually impacted faith, morality, medicine, criminal justice, and much more. Ideas have consequences. For a limited time, get your free copy of Darwin's Three Big Ideas at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion-dollar industry. Text TECH to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word TECH to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word TECH to 48542. Text TECH to 48542.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Medved Show, one of the most beloved figures, beloved by children everywhere, and somebody who has greatly illuminated the American cultural landscape. No, I'm not talking now about Dr. Seuss. That was last week's outrage, which, as you know, if you listen to the show, I mean, I do think has been somewhat overdone on both sides. But this week we have a brand new victim who is a skunk. And the skunk is Pepe Le Pew. Now, he is a French skunk. There are reasons he is French. And I will explain them. But for people who don't know the character from Looney Tunes, the big news is that Pepe Le Pew was attacked in a New York Times column by Charles Blow, who said that this cartoon skunk contributes to rape culture. And he's defended that position. In any event, Pepe was supposed to have a role. They had actually already filmed it in the new Space Jam movie, as he appeared in the first one, along with a bunch of other Looney Tunes characters. Well, not the second one. He's taken out of that movie. And partially because Pepe is a way to the irresponsible side, even of Andrew Cuomo. Now, would they go with something like this if they made this, instead of a French-speaking skunk, a New York-speaking governor? I'm not sure. Here's a clip where Pepe is unsuccessfully trying to put the moves on the desired object of his affections, Penelope Pussycat. And by the way, the whole deal with Penelope Pussycat is she's like a dark cat that has a, and this is not a racial thing, she has a white stripe so that a paint that spilled on her, so she looks like a skunk. And makes her irresistible. Listen, clip two.
Hello, bye-bye. Bye. How about a date? All right, chérie. The courtship is over. Mm-hmm. worthy adoration. Oh, that she will adore. That she will adore. That she will adore. You are my peanut. I am your brittle. Getting there is half the fun.
Okay, the idea of Pepe Le Pew. Why does he have a French accent? The name Pepe Le Pew comes from Pepe Le Moko, who is a fictional character. There was a whole novel about him. There was a French film about him, an acclaimed French film called Pepe Le Moko, starring Jean Gabin. Then it was remade into an American film. It was a smash hit called Algiers with Charles Boyer and Hedy Lamarr. And Charles Boyer plays a jewels thief, this Pepe Le Moko, who's a ladies' man that ladies find irresistible. And that's why they decided to make him. And the whole joke of Pepe Le Pew, the whole idea for him being in Looney Tunes, is that he stinks. And, I mean, he's a skunk, for goodness sake. And he doesn't realize that he's not going to get anywhere trying to force himself on some of the ladies' folks. The headline over at Hollywood Reporter is the controversial Looney Tunes skunk scrubbed. Pepe Le Pew not slated for future Warner Brothers television projects. Pepe Le Pew is not featured in any current Warner Brothers TV projects, and there are no current plans for the controversial cartoon skunk to return. The news comes one day after it was reported that Pepe Le Pew was scrubbed from the upcoming Space Jam 2. And while all that news falls just days after a New York Times opinion piece in which the character was said to have normalized rape culture, the decision to both scrub him from the film and not have him return for TV projects was made more than a year ago. The Times piece ran in the wake of the Dr. Seuss Enterprises announcing it would stop publishing 6 books because of their racist and insensitive imagery. And by the way, some of the books, they do have racist and insensitive history, and imagery. Not themes, but imagery, and it's there, which is why I don't... Okay, the point about this is there was no organized campaign to get rid of Pepe Le Pew. And the truth is, they had decided to do this before Charles Blow wrote his column about rape culture in the New York Times. And personally, do I think that our culture is going to be damaged or is going to be the poorer because we no longer have Pepe Le Pew and Warner Brothers projects? No, I don't. And it seems to me not at all outrageous that they would strike the scene in the movie. Here is the way they describe, this is from Deadline.com, but in the new movie of Space Jam, the scene that they had filmed with this amorous skunk who couldn't keep his paws, literally, off women who he thought would welcome his advances, they never did. Pepe was set to appear in a black and white Casablanca-like Rick's Cafe sequence. Pepe, playing a bartender, starts hitting on a woman at the bar, played by Gracie Santo. He begins kissing her arm. This is a real woman. He's a cartoon. Which she pulls back, then slamming Pepe into the chair next to hers. She then pours her drink on Pepe and slaps him hard, sending him spinning in a stool, which is then stopped by LeBron James' hand. LeBron James and Bugs Bunny are looking for Lola, and Pepe knows her whereabouts. Pepe then tells the guys that Penelope Cat has filed a restraining order against him. LeBron James then makes a remark in the script that Pepe can't grab other cartoon figures without their consent. Okay, so they were trying to make a responsible point Do I think that the film will actually be impoverished and lack humor or lack point when this is removed? Not particularly. Look, I think that what people respond to here is the whole notion of going over stuff that is old and has been around for a long time. Pepe Le Pew has been a cartoon character since 1945. It says in the Hollywood Reporter, Pepe Le Pew, first introduced in 1945, was a French skunk. The cartoon character was often on the quest for love, but his unwanted advances, usually toward a black cat that accidentally got a white painted stripe, were often forceful. Pepe Le Pew was originally voiced by the late legendary Looney Tunes actor Mel Blanc. And you may have noticed that some of the French that he was speaking was not really French. You can't say that Pepe Le Pew was disrespectful of French people, because it's just too silly and goofy to be that. But the idea that it may not be great to laugh at what is no laughing matter. I mean, you know, there's that old joke. How many feminists does it take to screw in a light bulb? Answer: that's not funny. The idea is right. The idea is that sexual harassment is not funny. And when you actually read about the two other women who have come out about Andrew Cuomo, there's now a total, I think it's up at six, who have accused Cuomo of, well, harassing them. And what Cuomo has done has been far less blatant than what Pepe does. And the notion that they may, at a major film company, decide, not because the government forces them to do so, that this wasn't really appropriate to put forward as a subject of cartoon comedy for kids in 2021, I don't think that's so ridiculous. Though the need that we have to go over absolutely everything of our past and to change it or to whitewash it or to apologize for it, we can do better. With gratitude rather than grievance, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least three times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.